Who's on?
Hey,
who's
Mike,
on first?
Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Donna is on.
Donna Odgers.
Hey, Donna.
Hi.
So, Olivia, I love your willingness to make an offer. But, as you learned, process is a little different with an agent on the other end, right?
Yeah, you know, I did do one with an agent. He was the gentleman that got mad because I didn't disclose, or I didn't know to disclose that it's based upon my finding a buyer.
Yep.
And all I did was send him a contract. And I have another offer in, and they just asked for proof of funds. I guess the learning curve. I'm getting a lot of good properties off the MLS because it's a little bit easier for me than my bird dog lease.
Tell me what's going on there since the MLS isn't a part of our steps. What was your thought process in switching?
Oh, you know what? The steps, I'm still making massive calls to my bird dogs. I'm doing 20 at a snap to get these redone. And I called all my 20, and I got hold of about one guy.
Okay.
Left a bunch of messages, did all the emails, like I talked about last time. And so I feel like I'm kind of stuck on getting my vacants going.
What system, what skip trace service are you running them through?
Well, you know what? The guy said he was running them through Intellius.
Okay. Yep, that's what Rob's using. And he's how many of your numbers are good? Do you have an idea of what the percentage?
It's very low percentage.
Okay, so there has to be a break in the somewhere between 40 and 60 should be good.
Okay.
40 and 60%. So there's a disconnect somewhere. Is he using the? I'm assuming this is right, but he's taking an address, going to public records, find an owner of record. Right? Is this the process he's using? And then putting that name.
I told him to use that. Yeah, I told him to use that.
And the mailing address?
Mm-hmm.
Was this an established skip tracer or somebody that you found and hired?
It's someone I found and hired.
Okay. That said he had access to Intellius?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like more of the numbers should be good.
I think so, too, because
we're using the same
service.
I can
mail it if I get some numbers. So, I think I need to... Go ahead.
Grab your own Intellius account.
Okay.
It's so simple to use, right?
Okay.
You've got to find your county website.
Okay.
And then you look up the address, the county website in most places. Each county is a little bit different, but it'll show you owner of record and then mailing address.
Mm-hmm.
So these are vacants. The mailing address is going to be different because nobody's living there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you just simply save that information into the lead record in FreedomSoft, owner of record, mailing address. Then you go to Intellius, and when you log in, it shows it's the very first lines. It says first name, last name, and then city and state. And all you do is copy their first name, copy their last name, put in the city and state of the mailing address, though, not the property address. Sometimes they're the same. A lot of times they're not.
Okay.
And hit search.
Yeah, I get it.
That's it. Yep. I mean, it's really, really basic. So if something is going, if you're getting like 10 to 20% good numbers and 80% bad, there has to be a break in the chain there somewhere.
Okay.
So here's what I would say. Sign up for your own Intellius account and then just hire another VA and teach them how to do it because it's very, very simple. Just do Skype
and then
share a screen. And then go through and show them that process. Very easy.
Okay. And I just finished watching the videos, you know, on how to do it.
Yep.
But it's nothing more than that.
Go ahead.
Well, that will bring up the phone number.
Yeah, it usually brings up multiple numbers for the person that you clicked on, right? And then for heirs, the only time – Rob's VA is clicking on heirs as if it says spouse in parentheses next to it.
Okay.
He's not having them pull second and third cousins four times removed.
Spouse.
He's
only.
Not doing it.
Okay.
He's pulling the owner of record,
and
he's having the VA pull if they see spouse in the heirs section, pulling spouse name and phone numbers. and that's it. And then the sales team is on, and they are, I mean, they're talking to 40, somewhere between 40 and 60%, depends. You know, it's kind of a moving target, but if you're down 10 to 20, there's a disconnect.
Okay.
Somewhere in
there.
Great,
so. That's very helpful.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's it. I'll focus on that.
Yeah, beautiful. Who else is on, you know, 3, 4, and 5, making offers, contracts,
deals? Hey, Mike.
Deals. Yeah. Hey.
Hey, it's Darren.
Hey, Darren.
How are you?
Good. What's the good word?
Good, good. I got some stuff going on. I've got a buyer for my contract. I got the extension signed by the seller. Going to make $7,000 on that one.
So this is the one that you found a new buyer, or the buyer that has to sell his flip?
The buyer that has to sell his flip, but I got an extension until the end of August for a $5,000 non-refundable earnest money check.
Nice.
Which I collected from the buyer. Yeah.
Yep. Of course you did.
Yeah,
nice.
And he signed it, and I was just like, wow, this is – you just got to know how to – you just have to keep pushing to get, you know, stuff figured out and ask questions. And so I think that that's going to really work out because we're selling the other house for this guy. So.
Right.
And then we're going to get the listing when this house is the one that we're wholesaling is flipped. So.
You got checks coming from every direction on this deal.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've got 3 new offers out the door.
How many did you make this week?
3.
Okay, 2 more tomorrow. Or this afternoon.
I hope so.
Five a week.
But,
I'll give you till Saturday.
Yeah. All right, no problem, man. I hope I do. I've got to call that guy tomorrow. He's got like 6 or 7 he wants to sell. So, like, it's
you knock the whole thing out with one guy. Yep.
Hopefully, yeah. But
cool.
So on each one of those, I probably have somewhere between 5 and 10,000 spread to make a wholesale deal. I think I might want to keep 2 of them as a rental property, though.
Yep. Isn't it cool that you get to decide that?
Yeah, I can decide, and one of them might actually be a good flip for a good $50,000 profit, but. At least if I want to, I can just wholesale all 3 of them, and I can make a quick 15 to 30,000. You know,
turn and burn. So, yep. But that's where this is. Hey, everybody, time out. Just real quick, Darren. This is why you never quit being wholesaler. Because here's the truth. Some wholesalers who don't have a plan B, like Rob does and Darren's talking about, they get a deal tied up and they turn it. But the top investors in any market. They have private money in their back pocket. They know how to fix up a house. They have multiple buyers using multiple strategies. And the best of the best deals, you probably never even see.
Right.
They tie them up, and they just close on them. They just pull in some private money and say, this one's mine.
Yeah.
We did it all the time. When, when Rob had the fund going and whatever the case was, we were wholesaler, which means we got control. So if we had 4 deals tied up and 1, you know, 3 solid and 1 was a home run, the buyer's list never saw it. Because we control
it. Right, you just keep it.
Why would they see it? Right.
Right.
That's why
you
never
could
be a wholesaler. You just did.
Sure.
But, yes, you can ask a second one. Who is this?
This is Donna.
Hey, Donna.
This is my first call, obviously. Hi, everyone.
Welcome, Donna.
So,
yes, say hello,
hi,
everyone.
Hi. I'm wondering, is this you doing it virtually, or is this something you're doing in your area?
Always, yeah, all virtual. Rob, or are you asking Darren?
I'm asking Darren.
Yeah, Darren's in 2 markets.
Yeah, these 3 are actually here in my local market, but the guy that I'm supposed to call back tomorrow is in a virtual market.
Gotcha.
So Darren, Darren's an active fix and flip investor in Cleveland, Donna. He's a licensed realtor, has been for a long time. He came on our program here a few months back, and we've got him launched in a second area, but he's still, you know, he didn't shut down his existing business, obviously. So now what he's doing is applying, you know, he's never been wholesaler, so he's applying, you know, what he's learning here and doing some of that in his hometown while simultaneously launching a remote. So.
Right. The cool thing is, Mike, is that And Donna, it's some of these properties I would never have even really considered, because unless they were good enough for me to flip, I would just turn them down, you know? And now what I'm doing is, like, any seller that's willing to give me a deal on any property is immediately going under contract.
Absolutely.
Whereas before, if it was out of my wheelhouse or on the other side of town or just not the right house for me or not enough spread or whatever, I would just say, oh, sorry, it doesn't meet my criteria, and it would be done. But now if somebody, no matter what, if somebody wants to sell me a property at a good deal, I'm just locking it up, you know, for $10, and it doesn't even matter anymore. Actually, you know what? I got a call yesterday from a guy that's got two apartment buildings in like outside my wheelhouse again, and I would have just said, you know, that doesn't fit my criteria, I'm sorry. But now it's fair game. I'm like, okay, what do you want? What's the cap rate? You want $400,000? Oh, that's only going to get me a 9 cap. How about I give you $300,000 for it? You know, I'm just trying to get everything I can under contract so that I can try to build a buyer's list with it.
Absolutely.
So,
and here's what Rob has always taught. Somebody comes to him and says, hey, I want to do fix and flips. He says, great, be a wholesaler. But at first they don't get it. They don't get it, right? One, you control deals. So you'll buy the best stuff from yourself. You'll become your own buyer. Number two, people who peg themselves as fix and flip investors, like Darren did, drive by, walk by, pass up, paychecks. I mean, how many a year, Darren, if you would have been doing this for the last decade when you've been flipping houses, how much have you left on the table?
Oh, thousands. Like, there is no
like
number.
A lot.
There's no number.
Right. So
yeah, because I would
You never turn off lead generation, so you're always generating leads. If your fix and flip company needs a deal, you've got a crew sitting there that's ready to go, you move one over, pull it down yourself, and start the rehab. And otherwise, you just build a buyer's list and keep turning wholesale checks.
Right.
Because what fix and flip investors do is they say, okay, I've got one that's going to hit the market this weekend. I need another deal. And then they turn on lead gen, and then they buy one. They say, okay, I just needed one. And they quit looking.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I got two other things, which is really, I know that was probably a lot of good news as it is, but the best news is that I was up till about midnight or 1 o'clock one morning this week, and I posted my ad to hire acquisitions manager, and I got about 10 resumes I need to filter through.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this is really, I saved the best for last, even though
yep.
It's
and you get it. You get it. This is better than the potential paycheck because you understand how big of a deal this is.
Yeah, because if I get one that's going to really do what he's supposed to, if I can get one or two deals even a month, I mean, obviously I think I can get more, but so what I was going to say,
you'll get,
though,
if you have a skilled person on the phone, they may not be rock star right out of the gate, but if they have potential and they can learn and they're sharp, you will have so many deals coming through, and you're very quickly going to have to bring on a dispositions person that just starts building, working with, communicating with, and selling deals to a buyer's list.
Got it. Okay, that'll be next.
That's exactly where you want to be.
Okay.
Yep.
So my question, though, is I want to try my best to hire the right person, and I'm sure everybody on the line wants to be able to hire the best person. And so I've already started looking at the resumes, and my question is I look at a lot of the resumes and I look at them and I say, wow, this guy was only at a job for 6 months, and then he was at a job for 10 months, and then he was at a job for a year and a month.
Yep.
Even though they look like they're getting the experience, it turns me off. And I'm wondering,
let me tell you Rob's process.
Go ahead.
This is a little beyond the steps, but this has been the conversation here lately, right? To get somebody on the team, especially a salesperson. Salesperson and acquisitions person, same thing, everybody, just so nobody's confused. Post an ad. Resumes come in, right? Flips through them. Here's 10. I like these two or three the best.
Yeah.
Quick phone conversation. Get to know them a little bit. Just have a conversation. You'll get a feel from people, right? You've been talking to people for a long time. That's not an age joke. I'm just, right? That's just, you've been around people. So you'll get a feel for them on the phone. If that goes well, say, hey, I'm going to send you a DISC test. Have you ever taken one? So, you know, you can just explain. We use the DISC test to identify personalities so that, first of all, we can bring the right people on board because, you know, you don't want to be a part of a, you know, an organization where you don't fit, and I don't want to, so let's just save each other the headache. So we're going to go through this process. So grab the link, send him the DISC test, have him take it. He's looking for high Ds, high I. Assuming that comes back well and things are looking good, then Rob and his wife take that person to dinner or those two people, and if they're married, they bring the spouse, and you have to, you can sort of call it mandatory. And Rob kind of chuckles when he says this. He goes, because if that person is married to crazy, crazy's coming to work. Crazy's coming to the office, and crazy's going to get in the way. And so, and it's just, he's hired a bunch of people over the years. And so it's just the process they go through. Go in the evening, a little bit after hours, doesn't have to be super fancy, but people tend to, you know, let their hair down, even if they have a shaved head like me, at dinner, and then get it, you know, get a feel for, it's obviously if they're single, you're taking one person to dinner, but get a feel for what they're like. Mm-hmm. And then they discuss it and they go from there. So that's, you know, for what it's worth, that's how he does it.
Cool. One more quick question, then I'll take the person off to dinner. The other thing that I'm looking at on these resumes is somebody who's been in the workforce for like 30 years or something, and I can't and I won't discriminate based on age or sex or whatever, but like,
yep.
I'm just wondering.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
The person who kills it, you probably won't expect. The person you expect to kill it probably won't. So.
Okay, so don't try to pick the guy who I think is the most hungry.
Yeah, well, you're looking for hunger over, hunger and an opportunity over, resume, work experience, that kind of thing. Because you never know. We can make assumptions about why somebody's bounced around, but, you know, they might have really good reason for it, and they're just looking for somewhere to be, you know, to be stable for whatever reason. So that's all I'll tell you. You know, there's a chance you hire one person and it just works out, but it's likely that you're going to go through a couple. So they're going to be on about a 14-day trial period, and you've got to be evaluating them after the first week and after the second. And somebody who can't sell to really good vacant house leads or start scheduling appointments with you after 2 weeks, not the right person for the job. So.
Okay, so it's a quick 2 weeks. Okay, that's good information.
You don't necessarily have to tell them, but you're keeping an eye on this thing because it's got to come off. It's got to get off to a good start.
Yeah.
For sure. Yep.
How many? Yeah. What am I looking for on these resumes then? Because, I mean.
Just go with your gut.
A Boy Scout leader.
Go with your gut.
Yeah,
take the ones that stand out for you for whatever reason.
You're gonna
connect with similar people because you're gonna find commonalities in their resume. So narrow your 10 down to a couple. Jump on the phone with them. Say, hey, let's do a quick phone interview, and then get a feel from them for there. You might like all three. You might like just one. So,
okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, man. Who else? Who's in the middle of deals or transactions or I don't even know who all is on. There's a bunch of beeps, but I don't have names. I only have a couple.
Tom here.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, as you know, I've been trying to call buyers in the last hour and a half, and I've gotten nowhere. I've left a bunch of messages, but that's about it. These are the ones that I got from FreedomSoft software and got skip traced. Some of the numbers work, some don't, and I've been leaving messages, but I've gotten nowhere else.
So, dial, legwork.
Yeah, okay, so, but I told this guy I was going to put him under contract, so I should probably go ahead with that, right? mean,
yep.
Yeah, okay.
How about real?
You want a nice inspection period on there? Private seller. He's another investor, but yeah, just be open about, hey, here's what I'm going to go do. I'm going to move this to buyers. This is where you can even, if you want to, Tom, say, hey, I tell you what, just because there's that document in the coaching center that's just like a co-marketing agreement. So say you're looking to sell this thing. Let's do this. I'm going to take it to my buyers. I think the price looks decent, but, you know, let me see how it gets received. Let's do this co-marketing agreement. That way, if somebody else calls you on it, you know, you have some other marketing, you can go with that, but it just allows me to also market the property. And then the expectation is you may bring somebody. So if you want to set it up that way, that's fine as well.
So if I don't do that and I put them under contract and I don't find a buyer, how do I get out of it legally?
As long as you have a 21-day inspection period, you can just get out. Just get out per inspection. You're going to cancel.
And
that's what I'm saying.
The contract that I read says that the only remedy is the $10 earnest money check.
Right. That's the thing. Just set the expectation up front.
Okay.
I think I can get this move, but right?
Right.
But I'm never, you know, there is no such thing as 100% certainty. So I'm going to reach out to my list. But yeah, just set the expectation right. That's all.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, get another contract. Because that way, with even if you do just that that marketing agreement, then you have the document in place that says you can go market the property because you have an interest in it. So that's always step one.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Try to find a buyer now.
Absolutely. Keep dialing.
Okay.
Keep dialing. Real estate clubs, property managers, Freedom Soft Tools, good that you skip trace. And then you just did that list today. You got to get it in batch geo so you can skip trace those addresses as well and find the absentee owners in the area. So.
So, okay, so when I get an answer, you know, I get an answering machine, I'm just saying, hey, this is Tom Dickey. I'm an investor in the area. I see that you've been active in the area. I was wondering, you know, if you might be still interested in some deals I might have. Give me a call.
Yeah, I found your name here. If you're still active, I'd love to talk to you. I've got a deal I think you'll be interested in. Here's my number. Call me.
Okay.
Yeah, get that scripted so it comes across smooth, confident, short. Nobody wants to listen to a long message. Here's who I am. Here's how I found you. If you're still interested, I've got reason for us to talk. Give me a buzz. You can even go to a. You could upload these numbers into FreedomSoft, and just shoot them a text message. Hey, I'm a wholesaler in the area and have a deal. Are you still buying? Hey, it's Tom. I'm a wholesaler in the area. Have a deal. You still buying? ? Because every text message gets, I shouldn't say every, 90s, really high 90s in text messages get read and replied to. It's an incredible way to communicate. Super effective. And if it's a text coming in, I mean, if somebody's busy and everybody's busy, if it's a text coming in and I can just speak back and answer real quick instead of listen to a voicemail, make a phone call, you know what I mean? It's just so,
right.
It's so fast.
Should I say what neighborhood that's in? You know,
Don't even sweat it. Just get them on the phone. Say I've got a deal that's similar to one you already own. Let's chat. If you're still buying, let's talk quick. Here's my number, or just text them. Just ask them if they're still buying. Just be conversational, confident, short and to the point, and you'll be all set.
How do I do the text thing then? I go into FreedomSoft and I have them text it to.
Yeah, there's a video in there that I'll point you to afterwards. So, because I can just
cool.
I can just watch you have you watch a couple minute video instead of trying to explain here. So, yep.
That'd be good.
Who else?
this is Donna. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
I got a house. Hi. I got a house under contract, and I know I'm just at the learning stage, but obviously I've kind of been doing a couple things. But it's a fire property house.
Yep.
And I kind of am wondering if I'm totally wrong on my price, and I have done some marketing on it. I do have a person I'm showing on Saturday, but if that one falls through, obviously I don't have anyone else like showing much interest in it.
Yep.
How do people feel about fire property homes?
Depends. How much of the house is burnt?
I'd say 50%.
So pretty substantial. What do you have your fix-up estimate at, repair costs?
25.
How big is the house?
It's like 1,000 square feet, maybe.
Yeah, I would say half of it burnt. 25 is probably low.
Okay.
You're going to have to redo almost the whole thing. So what are you trying to sell it for?
I got it under contract for $3,000, and I was going to try to sell it between 5 and 6.
5 and 6. So, and I put, let's say, let's go, you know, high end and call it 35. What is it rent for? This is a rental, right? Not a flip, I'm assuming?
I don't know what it, I mean, I don't know what it, it would probably be a rental area, yes.
What is it rent for, fixed up?
Probably 700.
Okay. So, here's how we run this real quick, Donna. You always estimate from your buyer's point of view, right? So you've got a little deal for three. Let's say I'm your buyer. You're going to sell it to me for six. Pull out the calculator real quick. And so I'm in for $6,000. And I'm going to call. I think your 25 is low based on fire damage because my experience, if it's even slightly charred, you have to replace it, basically.
Okay.
Any of the lumber. The drywall's got to come out. The roof will be shot. The trusses might be affected or the rafters,
right.
Whatever's in the roof.
Right.
Sub-torched. Electricals probably needs to be rewired because it burnt through. So you're basically half of the house needs to be brand new, and you might have to do, open up the other half to get all the systems to tie together. Hard to say.
Gotcha. Yep.
But so you sell it to me for $6,000 plus. Let's go worst case, $35,000. I mean, that you can do a lot of work for $35,000. So that's $41,000. And then call it, $1,000 in closing costs. So if you sell it to me, I'm into this thing for $42,000.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 square feet. You said it rents for about 700. That's gross.
Yeah.
So we're going to take 70% of gross rents. So 700 times 0.7. Net rents are 490. And so I want to see what the return of cash number looks like. If I'm your buyer and I pay cash for this thing today and then I fix it up, and then I rent it for $700 a month, and I can recover $490 a month, how long does it take to get my money back? So here we go, $42,000 divided by $490, right, per month is 85.7 months divided by 12, 7.14 years.
Yeah.
Somebody give me an idea. Not bad, terrible, good, 7.14 years.
That's
not bad.
Too bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. So, Don, as a point of reference, when Rob was building the portfolio, he wanted to get his money back, return of cash in 5 to 6 years. That's super aggressive, really conservative. 7 to 10 is solid, and we're just over 7 years. So that's the story you have to tell. Hey, I like that. Smooth jazz? Hit *6 if you're at the Kenny G concert for us. So what? This is your story. Here's the thing. It's only a $6,000 buy price. It's got fire damage, right? I think it's going to take about $35,000. The next step that you could do is you could have a GC go take a look at it and actually put a bid on it. And here's what wholesalers don't think about. Overcome the biggest objection. So if somebody walks in there and they say, "Oh my gosh, I'm a landlord. I'm looking to buy, but I don't even know what to do with fire damage," solve the issue for them. Get a local general contractor over there and say, "I need a bid on this thing, and here's what I'm going to do. I can't guarantee you the business, but I've got buyers. Some of them aren't going to know what to do with this, and I'm just going to try and sell the house with your bid in place. And so they walk around and they'll give you numbers. Here's what I think it takes to fix. And they can do the work, right? So now
okay.
you're selling it. So now you call me and you say, hey, here's the thing. It's got fire damage. Ooh, I don't even know what to do with fire damage. Oh, no sweat. I've got a contractor. He's always been on site. His name is so-and-so. He was referred to me by reputable sources. He's got a bid in place already for $35,000. I've already talked to him. I told him I would likely sell this property with his bid in place. I'll be happy to introduce you to, and he'll take care of the construction for you. So fire damage isn't a big deal if you're a GC. He just, you know, he has to replace most of it, obviously, so the place will be brand new. And by the way, you know, I already solved that problem for you. If somebody has a GC in their pocket or they're used to doing, you know, rehabs like this, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's lumber.
Okay.
It's lumber, drywall, electrical, plumbing. It's anything can be fixed, right?
Yeah.
So, but now you have a story around it. At the other one we run, real quick, while I have everybody on, ROI, return on investment. So that one was all in, right, total cash out divided by net rents, which are 70% of gross, and then divided by 12 equals number of years, okay? Second one is ROI. That one's return of cash, ROC. ROI now takes into consideration the first year. So, again, we're still all in at $42,000, buy-in for six, $35,000 fix-up, $1,000 in closing costs, right? But now I'm going to take our $490,000, which is our 70 per our net rents, times 12. So the net income on this thing with your numbers is $5,880, $5,880, right? Divide that by our $42,000, divided by $42,000, 14%. Decent return on investment? Or terrible.
Yeah, that's decent.
That is decent. So, Donna, assuming there's activity in the area, you just need to move it with a story and probably a GC in place that already has the biggest objection, the fire damage, taken care of. And now you've got
okay.
a story to tell. Stories sell, not facts. Stories.
Okay, well, I will probably have to listen to this again and get that down a little bit more, but I'll see how the appointment goes on Saturday. Yeah, and see how the appointment goes on Saturday. I think she might be bringing her own GC because she's a fixer. She's a fixer, so maybe, you know, we can get an idea from that. But if I have to, then
Let's you and I chat tomorrow because I want you to be dialed on this. Are you meeting them there when you walk through it? I don't even know where this house
yeah.
is. And it doesn't really
yeah,
matter.
It's in Kansas City, but yeah, I'm meeting them. I'm meeting the buyer Saturday.
Perfect. And the contractor's going to be there, and they're going to walk out of there with a bid, and you're going to run exactly what I just did. So I'm going to teach you how to be dialed on it, and then you're going to practice prior to Saturday, and you're going to go in there with confidence with this buyer, and right on the spot, you're going to pull out your phone, and you're going to say, cool, you can buy it from me for six. Your contractor said he can do it for X. Because they're standing right there, right? He or
yeah.
she, whoever the contractor is. And you're going to run the math, and you're going to divide it by, you know, and this way you just open it up. What, this place rents for about $700 a month? That sound about right? Perfect. Let's take 30% off the top for your expenses, vacancy, that kind of stuff. And now you're talking like, she gets it. She understands what I'm about to buy, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to do this right on your calculator. So net rents, $490 a month. All-in price here divided by 490, this many months divided by 12, bam, money back in this amount of time.
Okay.
And then you can run. I'm not sure what this landlord prefers, how they run their numbers. Some, you know, it's pretty common that some use return of cash or ROI. But now
yeah.
you just pull the smartphone out and you just knock this out with them standing there. And this is the story. Boom, you'll have all your money back in. You know. So whatever, 7.2 years,
yeah.
which is killer. I mean, the industry standard, if it's better than 10, you know, that's where you kind of get a feel for your area and kind of know the buyers there. And if you do or not, if you don't make another comment. Just say you'll have all your money back in under 7 years, which is strong.
Yeah, no, I'm still fairly green, so.
You're going
to
be.
Any assistance with it, you know, to try to get it. I hated to put it under contract, but, you know, like, because I don't know nothing about fire, but anyways, you know, hey,
you
it's a contract, so why not?
You just have to know a contractor who knows how to rebuild a house.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be an expert on fire damage. You don't have to know how to pour a foundation. You don't have to know how to read blueprints. Just find a trusted contractor in the area that knows how to handle that. Let them do what they do, and you do what you do. So let's chat. Let's chat tomorrow, because these are very simple formulas, and you're going to practice them tomorrow before you go live, so you're not nervous. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Groovy. Who else? Questions and updates?
You know mine, buddy.
I know Gillen's on. Let me get yours in a minute. Who else just jumped in?
That's Aaron Rose.
Aaron Rose.
Sorry, I was late to the call, finishing up with a customer.
Yeah, you're fine.
In the neighborhood.
Welcome.
But thank you. kind of same place I was, you know, on the last call. Just still need to hire a, you know, track down and hire a salesperson at this point. But
do you have an ad online yet?
I don't.
Okay.
You know,
when's it going to be online?
I'm swallowed. That's a good question. Let's see.
I know you're busy, but you can do this in 15 minutes. We posted one in the coaching center, or go to a different city, right? Yep, you're not going to plagiarize, but find one or two that you like in the sales thing on Craigslist and grab the format, and then take them back and build your own really quick. It doesn't have to be really long. It doesn't have to have a ton of words. Just be short, be to the point, because people don't want to read long job ads anyway. They want to watch short videos on YouTube, and they want to read short job ads. So just get to the point and get it posted.
Which city am I shooting at hiring someone in my city now, or the city where, or does it matter?
Either works. But if you want to, if you want to do some on-site training with them, hire somebody local.
Hiring someone here, that's kind of what I thought too.
Yep.
All right. So hire someone in Denver, and then teach them what to do and how to access it all. And you said you posted an ad in the coaching.
Yeah, we put a PDF of one of Rob's. But it's really, you don't rewrite it. Don't spend all this time trying to think about how to rewrite one. This is R&D. This is Rob and duplicate, right? Clearly, you're not going to plagiarize somebody's ad. But just go to a different, like I said, go to a different city in Craigslist, go to the sales postings, read through 5 or 10 and say, hey, I like this one. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. Bam. Put that on one tab, open up your other one, and just let it be your guide to build out a similar one and post it. And when is that going online, Aaron? Tonight?
That is going online today. I can actually do that now between now and my next appointment in an hour.
Perfect. It won't take you 25 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I know this. It's the next question with that is, say I have them dialing out with FreedomSoft with my number that's local to my market where I'm investing, and then the calls come back in, you know, if they leave messages or what have you. The calls are going to come back in either to my phone or to, you know, if it's a text or something, it's going to come back into FreedomSoft.
Yep.
What's the best way to delegate that, you know, back to that sales guy? Or, you know, how do I handle that?
Well, when you have a salesperson on board, you're going to give them permission to campaigns that they have access to. That's their job. Go in and monitor all the back and forth, the incoming text messages, the outbound phone calls. That's what they're doing. They're working the leads.
So, for instance, maybe say forward the local.
If they're the one on the phone, you're forwarding incoming calls to them. Yeah.
To them. Okay.
And Rob, I like forwarding the phone calls, but this is up to you. Rob typically doesn't. Like when he sends direct mail, he just lets the system grab it. If they leave a voicemail, obviously it'll capture it in FreedomSoft. If they don't and they just hang up, it'll capture that too, and then the salesperson calls them back. But if you've got somebody that's working the phone and they want to take it live, I mean, they have an incentive to get, you know, to talk to people. Forward it to them. That's
right.
Their deal.
Yeah, exactly. Let them
absolutely
just kind of move forward with it.
Absolutely.
Give them the keys.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. tell them to step
on
it.
Right,
perfect.
Cool. Thank you.
Perfect. John, tell us about John Gillen. You've got somebody that is hired yet, or you're moving that direction? Where yet? He disappeared. So I was talking to John through email today. He's got a
hello,
job posted.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I've got Geek Squad rebuilding my laptop right now, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I had issues with that last couple of days. It's been really, really frustrating. But yeah, I confirmed back with my girl today that she's going to be on board, but I've got to dial in the specifics with her and I guess get the pay schedule lined up. And I guess, don't I have to have some kind of an agreement or not? How do you do that with a contracted employee?
Yeah, it's different by state. So go to, 1099 employees in Alabama, and you ought to be able to figure out something on it. Colorado's going to look a little bit different
than
there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some kind of an agreement or something. But yeah, she's ready. She's, I'm really impressed. She actually, she's from Birmingham and is, worked for Keller Williams in the Nashville area, and she trains their salespeople.
Oh, she's going to be killer on the phone.
Yeah, so she has sales training experience. And,
right. Which
and every answer
team
she,
lead,
every answer
thinking...
she had, I only asked her about 6 or 7 questions, but every answer was spot on, man. It was just...
You're thinking it was team lead, recruit a few more salespeople, 2, 3, 4, 5 markets, massive lead gen in the next 6 months. Are we on the same page?
Yes. Yeah. And she, actually, I think this person, of course, this is all speculation, but just from the little bit I've talked to her, she has the experience to probably help me out with my business and as far as getting it where it needs to be. So who knows?
That's awesome. Yep. That's awesome.
But
see how it works. You did. Sometimes they're
hard
to
see how it works, but just to. Just a little quick snippet about how people do things and apply for jobs. Mm-hmm. I had a guy apply, and I sent him the email to take the disc test.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, I'll take it at noon tomorrow. Send me a text. He said, can I know who I'm taking it for and a name? So I gave him the name, and then he sent me a text back. Says, can I have a conversation with you tomorrow? And my whole point was, to follow the friggin' instructions. So I purposely didn't call him back. Or text him back. And he tracked down my phone number, Googled me through my company name and called me direct and said, I just want to let you know I have a conflict. And I said, well, why couldn't you just say that in a text?
Right.
And he said, I can't take the test at noon, by noon tomorrow, but I'll have by the end of the day. And do you want me to follow up? I said, no, the instructions and the application instructions said that if you fit the criteria, I will contact you. And guess what? He never took the test.
No.
Hey, I mean, I ruled him out already just because of the way.
Weeded himself out. Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. So.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I'm ready. I'm just real nervous about not having everything the way I want it. But I was real laid back with the person.
Yep.
I laid it on the line and told
just
her where I was
you.
At.
Don't hide
and,
anything.
Yeah, that's.
Don't talk
yeah,
to
Yeah, I overanalyzed everything, and I just said, screw it, man. I just told her how it was, and I'm trying to grow my business, and I need help doing it. So.
Yep. You want to jump on board? I know how to generate great leads.
Yep.
So
that's
let's,
it.
Let's rock and roll. Yep.
And she wants to get into wholesaling. She's been studying on Bigger Pockets, and she's ready to learn. So.
Yep. That's cool.
Do I need a non-compete? I guess I do, don't I? What's your opinion on that?
I don't know. Rob never signed. I don't. As far as I know, he doesn't sign them. He just always operates under, under the. I get it. It's that day and age. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Well, I'm from the South, man. It's on a handshake to me until you screw me. So.
I know. I kind of. That's how I'm kind of wired too. I trust you until you give me reason not to. I'd say, go with your personality and your gut on that one.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
I think it's easy peasy. Yeah, man, that's where I'm at. Oh, and I have another deal that is waiting on. It was a bandit sign lead, but anyway, it's waiting on the seller to sign it, and it's already sold. And the buyer called me wanting to know where his assignment contract was, and I told him I'm waiting on my buyer's signature. So I'm at my seller's signature. So.
And what does that deal look like? What are the numbers?
Well, it's another shared one, but it's I'll be 45 for me.
The $17,000 one?
No, that one is which I'm getting 40% of that one. That one will. I had a hiccup on it. It was a $3,000 judgment against the deceased father, but he it has been it's satisfied, and they just got confirmation today, and it closes tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I have another one that I'm waiting on title for that will close after June the 5th. I hadn't set a date yet because the attorney's busy.
I love it.
And then this other one.
John, our whole conversation at the start of this journey was consistency. And every week you come on these calls and you've got, and this is coming, and this is coming, and this is coming. So nice job. I'm bringing that up to applaud your effort.
Well, thank you. It's still not enough, brother.
Well, watch what happens when you have a salesperson on board, and you can just go run, right, the dispositions because you know your buyers, and you can make sure the lead gen is dialed so that you have more leads than your salesperson can handle, right?
Right.
But right. When that is off your plate and they're on the phone 8 hours a day and they're just either setting appointments or eventually, this lady sounds sharp, she'll just be making the offers. You know, I mean, she'll be saying, hey, let me call, you know, to the seller, let me call you back in 3 minutes. You going to be there? And call you real quick and say, bam, 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 here's the deal. Here's what I think I should offer. And then you're going to confirm.
And I'm
going to
say, no, it's on Alabama Avenue, offer $4,000.
Work her through it, but she'll get to know it. And then at some point, she's just going to be saying, hey, this one's under contract or this one's ready for paperwork.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're right leaning on that, right on the edge. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I just got to get my workflows and autoresponders and follow-up in my FreedomSoft organized. That's my biggest kink right now, so I'm trying to get my VA set up to help me with that, but I don't think
I was just
going to
say,
yet.
If you listen, not everybody's technically inclined. If you're not,
I'm not.
Don't spend 10 hours trying to figure it out. Hire a VA. Tell them to watch the videos in FreedomSoft. We have VAs send us questions into the support center. Say, hey, how do I do this? I'm working for John. And they get answered just like anybody else's, right?
Oh, can they do that?
Absolutely.
Can they do that?
They have access. So they just click need help in the upper right-hand corner.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Let a tech person handle that for you and just get it set up.
Yeah, well, see, I sent her some stuff today, and she downloaded some things in as a campaign. She screwed it up, but, I mean, it's no big thing. But,
right.
But cool.
Yeah,
man.
Yep. And you know you're gonna pay for some training hours, but so what?
I'm willing to do that. So.
Yep, for sure.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm on the right road. So.
Yep. Keep your foot on the gas.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Who else?
Mike, it's Aaron again. Where is that?
Yeah.
Where's that script? The sample ad from Rob and the coach?
I don't remember.
Is that in the Real American Wealth? Vault or
coaching center? Yeah, coaching center. Everything around this topic is going to be coaching center, not FreedomSoft, or on this call.
Okay. So
unless somebody has a specific
question,
I don't even know. So if I have to just email it to you, I'll do that.
Okay, that'd be good because I'm looking at some of the sales ads in Denver. Is, you know, it's like
here are those job ads.
I need to find one about real estate. It's all roofing right now.
I've got a note. I'll either tell you which step it's in. I just don't want to look now while I'm on the phone.
Sure,
here, so.
No problem.
I'll either tell you where to find it or just email it to you. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, this is Donna.
Yeah.
Again, I do have a quick question just with me being this first weekend. I was on the Real American Wealth site. Do I watch all the blitz stuff first and then go into the next?
No. okay. Right to Success Teams Coaching. It's kind of orange, the logo. You click on
the
image.
Yeah, I watched the first one.
With Blitz.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
step,
I watched the first
one
and
five.
I picked out my like my first my like 10 cities
yeah.
or something. But I think
yeah, I know
have
you're
to
in the right
visit that.
Right. I know you're in the right place because we got the spreadsheet today. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
No need to get anywhere near Blitz at this point. Stay in the coaching
okay.
center. Yep. Good
okay.
question.
Mike, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
and
how are you?
I got a hold of a couple there in Cleveland this week, and homeowners say that these houses are only worth scraping. Are these even worth anybody's time?
Hard to say. What depends on the neighborhood. So,
the only reason
you'd scrape it is if you could build a nicer house or a better one and sell it. So not every neighborhood holds a scrape. But yeah, so we always go to the data, Mark. You've got to have either the absentee owned list from a local agent, and if you ask Darren Nice, he might pull it for you there in Cleveland, out of the MLS.
This is probably that area where he thinks he needs his gun.
Well, hard to say. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Just because you're carrying going into a vacant house, that doesn't mean that the area is necessarily bad. So we always, Mark, let the data drive where we go. So if you're not sure where to go, you have to get the vacant houses. You can either have an agent pull them. I prefer the last 12 months, absentee owner transactions, or I just walked Tom through it today. You go buy the list in List Source,
right,
and then you upload it to Batch Geo,
right,
and that'll show you exactly where the non-owner occupied transactions have happened over the last year. And some, right, we've talked about this, some cities will look like a shotgun hit it and there will be activity everywhere. In other cities, there will only be very specific pockets of activity. So you know now exactly where to send your bird dogs for the vacants.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I'm just talking about the scrapes. You know, I've talked to two that said, you know.
Well, this goes back to you're talking to homeowners in areas, and I'm asking you, this is a long way to ask the question, are there absentee transactions there in the last 12 months in those
okay.
neighborhoods? Here's the other thing. The neighbors aren't investors, so they don't know what's going on. The data does know what's going on. So a lot of people are going to offer you an opinion, right? Realtors, other investors, wholesalers, bam, 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 bam. That's great. I appreciate your opinion. What does the data say? Let the data drive.
Okay.
So my question to you is, do you have that list mapped at Batch Geo, and can you tell me, yes, there is absentee owner activity here in the last 12 months, or no, there isn't? So do you have that list, or do you need to get it?
I need to get it.
Okay. Darren, are you still on here?
Darren who?
Darren Mancuso, Darren.
I'm here.
Darren, how easy is it to go into the MLS in Cleveland and pull all the absentee owner transactions over the last 12 months?
It's pretty easy, and I charge a reasonable fee for that. It's very reasonable. It's like $29.99. No. It's real easy.
Will you pull it for Mark?
Yeah.
If you have access,
would
you mind doing
that?
What
do you want? Cash sales? Cash sales and
We just want absentee owner. So
yeah,
we just want non-owner. Yep. We just want the owners that bought a house they didn't live in. I don't care if they
gotcha.
Pay cash, because some investors are buying with financing. So I want more than just cash.
Right. I haven't done that in the MLS, but I can figure it out. I'll figure it out and let you guys know how to do it, or I'll
okay.
do it for Mark.
And I will. I'll connect you guys.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, no,
and then,
we're on Facebook.
And
Darren,
then,
just message me on
and
Facebook.
Then,
okay.
And then Mark's gonna send you you know, it doesn't have to be extravagant, but a gift card for Starbucks or.
Nah.
He'll just say
oh,
thanks.
I'm gonna make him take me out to dinner.
That's right. Best
when I get to Cleveland.
Yep. All right.
No problem.
Thank you,
okay.
Darren.
All right.
Yeah, Mark, you lucked out on that one.
Yeah.
Big D on the phone with us. Take care of it. Just happened to be a real estate agent.
Hey, Mike, what's that criteria again on that list source?
Absentee owner. Here's what you guys do. You're going to pull the same list that you did in step one. You start in list in step one. When you go to pull that number for the spreadsheet to evaluate the city, you pull the number of absentee owner transactions. The only difference is in step one, you pull the last 90 days because we want to see recent activity. And when you pull this list, you're going to go back 12 months. So the number is going to be bigger. And then what we did with Tom is when you click purchase list, it's exactly the same in step one, except you actually click purchase list to buy it. And then when you click purchase list, it takes you to the next screen. It'll show you how much the total is at currently, right? And then there's a big list of things that you can add to it. So what I told Tom to add was number of bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, first mortgage amount, second mortgage amount, last sale price, last sale date, and I think that was it. So now, here's what's so cool about this. So he bought the list. It was $350. But Rob goes to Batch Geo on a weekly basis. When they get a new deal tied up, they have this exact map in the city. They go right to it, and they say, okay, what are the other absentee owners in this neighborhood paying for deals like this? So you just look on the map. So now when you map this in Batch Geo, it's going to put a pin on every house. And I think Tom bought 1,570 records or something, and it was $350. Now he maps that at Batch Geo because he's got a deal right now that he's putting an offer on. What he can do now is he just goes and finds his offer on the map, zoom in Batch Geo, and it's going to show there are going to be 1,500 pins in Pittsburgh. When you hover over it, it's going to pop up all of that data that you uploaded. Address, first mortgage amount, second mortgage amount, last sale date, bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, last sale price, last sale date, right? So you can immediately, you just go to the map and say, okay, the property, I'm talking to a seller, the property's right here. There are 10 in the area. Let me hover over them. Here's a 2-1, here's a 3-2, here's a, 45,000, 38,000, bam, 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 bam. You know exactly what just happened. And then skip trace those buyers, and you're getting them on the phone saying, hey, I have one 3 blocks away. Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's an investment that pays off. Yeah.
You'll go to that map constantly. Constantly. Rob and Brad are in there. They're in that map. They're in that map weekly. I mean, that is just ninja intelligence to have. And it's just readily available. It's public record. It's just the knowing about here's the list to buy and go upload it at Batch Geo, and it makes it so easy. Who else? Somebody has company over, so if you can, hit *6 for us.
Yeah, the holiday weekend is starting early. Broke out the grill.
That's right. Yeah, it's grilling weekend, right?
That's right.
Yeah, who just
jumped
in?
Are we doing this on Monday, Mark? Since it's Memorial Day?
Yeah, good call. I'll send an email about it tomorrow. No, we'll go to Tuesday next week.
Okay. All
right. Yep, because grilling season starts on Monday.
Oh, it's year-round.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Can't put the grill away.
No.
Good point. Yeah, good. I'm glad you brought that up, Mark. So I'm going to send an email out to everybody, but, yeah, we'll bump to Tuesday. Yes, sir. Who's got a question or an update? Good stuff, as always.
Hey, Mike, I sent you that link
yeah.
to your guys' Indeed ad if you want to use that to send to somebody. The ad you guys
cool.
listed on Indeed.
Okay. Yep, perfect. I think I made a template out of it. I told Aaron, I told you I made a template out of it. I can't remember if I did or not, but I at least have that link. So
yeah,
shoot it to me.
I think I turned it into a PDF.
Somebody's talking back there.
Yeah, somebody's having a conversation. Hit *6 for us, please.
Thank you.
and mute out.
Hey, Mike, I gotta
yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, fire.
The video on the coaching center about the how Rob's Bird Dog
yeah.
system set up.
Okay.
Is there any way I can share that with my VA so they can watch it?
Share that with your VA. And it's in the coaching
yeah.
center?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, those aren't downloadable.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think she needs to watch it, though.
Yeah, you're just going to have to give her your login, and you can change it later if you want. Yeah, we didn't make them downloadable.
I mean, it'd be real beneficial that way, you know, so I kind of
yeah,
know what she needs to do.
Keep it in the house, you know, in the house. We trust you guys, but, yeah, keep it around us. But, yeah, that's fine. I mean, it'd be handy for her to just watch, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it goes over a lot of things, that, you know, when to send the letter and whatnot and so
yep.
on. So.
Yep.
Okay. Cool, man.
Yep, get her login and password, and then you can always just change your password with us if you want to cut that tie. Whatever. If you trust her, we trust her. We'll leave it at that.
All right, buddy. All right, that's all I got, man. I appreciate
yep.
it.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for your help.
Yes, sir. Anyone? Is everybody clear on how I ran that math? I'm happy to do it again if I need to. I'm telling you, those are the two formulas. New deal hits the table. Grab your phone, fire up the calculator, run the math real quick.
That's all good, but I use 60 or 65 here, man. 70's not enough.
Yeah, I like to go 60% too.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean of to figure out net rents?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah that's a little local
just,
area.
You know,
70's the norm,
just,
but
I
want to err on the side of caution, switch it up.
Right,
yep.
right.
Yep.
Yeah,
70's kind of the norm, 30% off the top. But yeah, if you know in your area you need to be more conservative, then just adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
But that is when a deal comes in, that's where Rob and Brad go. They go to those two formulas. Because within, when you get somewhat quick at it or familiar, within 3 minutes, you have an idea of if it's a deal or not, is it a rental or a fix and flip, and approximately what can you pay? And you know that almost immediately. Super handy.
I'm going to have to re-listen to this recording.
What's that?
This is Darren. I'm going to have to re-listen to the recording to figure out what you said with Batch Geo and buying that data. It sounds pretty important. I don't know if I got my arms around that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great little map to have, for sure.
Do you have any dogs in the backyard?
It's to help you find buyers?
Not only that, but to show you where the activity is. What's so cool about Batch Geo is that list, you can pick and choose what data you want for all those records out of list source. Then when you upload it to Batch Geo, you just hover over the pin and all of that data pops up on the screen. So now, I mean, it's killer intelligence. So while other investors are going to Zillow to try and figure it out, Realtor.com to try and figure it out, those work. But what I was telling Tom earlier is if you've got this map now, right? You can go to those to confirm if you want, but just pull up your Batch Geo, find where your subject property is on the map, and just hover over the pins that are in the area.
Wow, that's great.
And they just pop up. And then you can just skip trace those buyers in the area, right? Once you're under contract, get their names and numbers, and then you're just calling up saying, hey, it's Mike. I've got a deal three houses down from yours at 123 Main Street. You still buying? It's right in your price range, too.
Beautiful.
Because, Darren, you paid what? You paid $25,000 for that one back in August last year? Yeah, that sounds about right. Cool. I've got this one for sale at
$20,000.
Wow.
Are you interested? And you just it's super accurate. It's a great map to have.
Cool. I'm going to do it.
So, yep.
Okay. I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So, actually, I can take it from bounce.
We've got I don't know who's having a conversation there. I can't really tell. I'm not recognizing the voice either. Hey, if you've got,
I thought I heard her voice.
If you're having a conversation, hit *6 for us, because we can hear it all. Thank you. Somebody else just chimed in. Who is that?
It's Darren. I have a quick question about showing properties to buyers. And I know we've covered this a bunch of times, but it's just not sinking in. So, you know, with these new properties that I have under contract, and I need to get some buyers in there, and usually they're really random, like they're all over the board, like I need to get in right now or whatever. You said you batch them up or group them together and do like kind of an open house type of deal or what?
You can. Yeah, we have done that before to try and get – it depends on what the interest level is. But, I mean, typically on a vacant house, I mean, you can still do that strategy. Hey, it's going to be open this afternoon for, you know, from 12 to 2. And then the key is you've got to get people. You've got to, you know, text message, email, phone call.
Uh-huh.
You've got to get people there. And the more the merrier, obviously, because it creates competition and sense of urgency. It doesn't always work that way. It doesn't. And plus you have to have somebody go there and hang out, or you have to be there. It's just one way to do it. Rob, you know, most often will pitch their their guys will on the disposition side will just talk the deal over the phone and send them one at a time.
The reason why I asked the question is the guy that has the 5, 6, 7 properties that I'm working right now with, it sounds like he tried to put these houses up on Craigslist a while ago. It's not all of them, but maybe one or a couple of them.
Okay.
And his big thing was that he doesn't want to be bothered. He's too busy.
Uh-huh.
And so if I have to bother him with buyers to go show the property or –
Are they
like
vacant?
I believe that they're vacant, yeah.
Okay, so say what if we do this? This is what you tell them. I'll go put a lockbox on all of them. I'll give you the lockbox codes, right? And then just let me handle all that. Let me work to get them sold, and I'll just come to you when I have buyers for them, and we'll get these things moved for you, and I'll take all that on. We're not even going to bother you. Just give me permission to get into them.
Right, and then how do I, from a risk perspective, how do I get the buyers in there? Do I have to have my property runner take them in, or do I give the buyer directly the code? Or
we typically would just give out the code. Depends on the situation. I'll be on it. Right, knock on wood. We never had a buyer go in and just be stupid in a house. For the most part, there are a couple knuckleheads that run around the world that do stupid things, but for the most part, the folks that you're talking to, they're going to be legitimate buyers. They're going to respect the property. They're going to go view it. And the houses are probably pretty beat up anyway, I'm guessing. So,
gotcha.
I mean, if they sledgehammered it, they're just saving you demo cost, right? But there's really not. Yeah, it's pretty, like I said, we've never had an issue with it. Sending buyers over there. So,
okay, so I'm going to try to take that approach with this guy. Right, just say, put a lockbox on there. You put the key in there, and I'll handle the – got a couple buyers that are going to swing by, and rather than bother you to go show the house, I'll take
just
the
phone. Just tell them you'll field all the calls. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, I'll try that and see how that works.
Yeah. And then I've never
had a problem ever, and I've had fixed up rentals and everything. I just give out the code like probably 50, 60 times. I've never had a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could it happen? Of course. We've never experienced it either. So.
All right. I like it. I'll just say, typically this is how we do this. Will that work for you?
That's exactly how you word it. Oh, yeah. Here's what I normally do, because I don't want people bugging you either.
Right.
So here's what we do. I'll go put a lockbox on it. I'll give you all the codes, right? It's your place. So you'll have all the codes to them. And the buyers will come my way, and I'll take care of all this. And when we get one sold or under contract, then I'll just bring you the paperwork, and we won't even bother you. Does that work for
you? Gotcha.
Yep.
I just have to get a bunch of lock boxes out to one of my bird dogs or something. I'll have to ship them to his house, or I don't know yet.
I mean, if you had six, Darren, you could get a little train together too, a little marketing, and say, hey, let's go view some properties and just gather everybody up, do a little meetup, get the word out, get it all over Craigslist. We're doing a buyer tour. We have seven to see on Saturday. You're not going to want to miss out on these. First come, first serve. I mean, what? I mean, get creative. You guys are running a business, so you come up with something kind of unique, and say meet at the first address in the morning, or you don't even have to give it out. Meet at this Starbucks location, 8 a.m. and we're just going to jump on the train and follow each other.
Get picked up by the party bus, free cocktail
all
day.
That's right. Just rent the big limo and
interesting.
Yeah, there's no shortage of ideas. What's that?
Yeah.
If you're not in that area, wouldn't you have to have somebody do that for you? You know, like somebody you have to take pictures or whatever?
Yep.
Mark, I'll do your limo train if you want. You just make sure I get a nice limo reserved. And don't forget the cocktails part.
Right.
Yeah, man, if you pulled that off, you'd have every one of them sold by the third house. If you had open bar, be out of control.
At a higher price.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let's bid this sucker up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell them bring your checkbooks. First come, first serve. Earnest money accepted on site. There's a wholesaling couple in Denver that does that, and they'll just train people around, and they'll say, I'm going to be at this one at this time, and some people will show up, and she'll go, okay, we're going to this address next. Everybody know how to get there? Throw it in your phone. Bam, 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 bam. Go over to the next one. Open it up.
Love
everybody
it.
Through. Okay, we're going to the next one, and they're just following around, and they're just, I mean, they've created, we are the source for deals. Follow us where we go, right? And it's just, it's a perception
Sweet.
Thing as much as anything, but get creative. Have fun.
I can't wait to report on this one. I cannot wait to see if it works.
Cool. Cool, cool. Yeah, that, Darren, you need to start getting some feelers out there, too, about, I mean, you can post an ad in Craigslist. Where are the multi deal property buyers at? Got a little list coming.
Mm-hmm.
A little tape of deals coming, working down the line.
Right.
Who's buying multiples at a month or multiples at a time?
Right.
Either if that's you, call me. If you know somebody that is, give them my contact info. Or have them reach out to me and connect me.
Cool.
And just it's out there. It's all over the place. Every city USA.
Right.
John has he knows some guys who buy for a big hedge fund, I think it is. Talk about a deep pocket.
Right.
They'd rather buy multiple at a time. I mean, you get somebody that's managing $50, $60, $70 million, and you bring them a deal for $35,000, yay.
Right.
Bring them eight deals.
That's this big one that we're selling to a hedge fund guy. And he was really tough trying to negotiate, man. We had to give in just to get the deal done, but. That's all right. Yes.
John, are they buying out of state? Because Darren's got a pack of seven deals.
Where are they?
Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. No, they buy in the southeast, Charleston.
Oh.
Charleston.
You need to be generating leads in every city that they're interested in, FYI.
Right.
John.
Right.
The guy, see, he's such a jerk, man. Gosh, he's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Hey, you're not trying to invite him to Thanksgiving. You're just trying to sell him deals.
No, I'm not going to tell you what my partner calls him. It's not nice, so.
No, don't. This is being
well,
recorded.
My partner was submitting deals for him, and they cut him out. They take $6,500 off the top of every deal, man. They're screwing wholesalers bad, man, because – It's one company, and then I set up another company actually does the contract, and then they assign it to the end hedge fund, and it's just I mean, they got their PDF buster, man. They change your names of sellers on contracts and everything when you send them to them. I mean, it's just
I'll find a different hedge fund to work with.
Good, having
a nice deep pocket like that though on the buyer's list, for sure.
Yeah, but you submit it on a spreadsheet, man, and then they come back and say, okay, if the reno works out and all this other stuff, and then they, you know, it's just a bunch of crap. You know, I know all the tricks, man. You know, they say the renovation cost is higher just so they can take their money, their $6,500 off the top and skim it.
Hey, just plan for it. So if they're going to pad you a little bit, pad them a little bit and still get your money. Play the game. Either that or don't sell to them, but they've got a deep pocket, and I know you've closed some deals and made some money with them.
Yeah, they pay more than most everybody else too.
So pad them up
a little bit. Like this house, we sold it for $47,000.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy that we know that's got $700 million to play with, his offer was $35 million.
$700 million to play with.
Yeah. And they don't even know what they're doing, this guy that's got the $700 million.
Everybody on here, you come across a $700 million pocket, and you can have a conversation with what you know right now. You get through step three, and you can do this. And you go to them and say, where do you want to buy? I can find you the best deals anywhere USA that you want to buy. Where are you dead serious and looking to go? And I'll have leads for you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but this
you
one,
probably
man.
Do that with what? Them. They wouldn't spend their $700 million.
What's that?
Yeah, but Mike, this guy that's got the $700 million access, I mean, you get to submit a deal to him. And it takes them 7 to 10 days to give you a friggin' answer.
So find another one with $700 million.
It don't take that long, dude. You know that. I mean, it's just their process. They're just so, I don't know.
Have that conversation up front. Here's the thing.
I'll
feed you guys massive deals. I need you to move quicker. Is that possible?
We've been to their office. We've had a meeting about it. And it doesn't change.
Crazy. Find somebody else with $700 million.
I know it. Still looking.
Start looking in Dubai. Like that guy
first
over there
world
carries,
problems to me.
He carries $700 in his pocket just to go out for the evening. That Dubai Sultan guy. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Well, I got to get back to my Geek Squad guy, man. But y'all have a great weekend. All right.
See you, John. Have a good Memorial Day. Talk Tuesday.
All right.
Who else has questions?
Mike, this is Esther.
Yeah. Hi, Esther.
Hi. Would you be able to call me tomorrow to show me where I find Batch Geo so I can start looking
Batch
up
Geo,
my...
BatchGeo.com. BatchGeo.com.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. I thought that was
the
Freedom Soft.
No.
Okay. All right. So then I'll go there.
BatchGeo.com.
Okay, all one word.
All one, yep.
Okay, great. Thank
yeah, that's
you.
A cool little website.
Okay,
and you're going to need the pro account. You can upload 250 records for free, so you're going to have to grab the pro account, and then you can upload an unlimited. So.
Okay, and how much is that?
I don't remember. Not super expensive, though.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
I'll do that. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Okay. Great afternoon.
Just one more thing. So you have to go to list source to buy the data, and then Batch Geo,
yep.
You just
Batch
map
Geo
it
just maps
okay.
it. You got it. You got
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a killer list. You'll use that, like I said, on a weekly basis, constantly. All right, everybody. Great stuff. Good updates. A lot happening as usual.
Yeah.
People are moving forward. Get those folks hired. Whatever step you're on,
right.
Knock that out. If you have questions, let us know.
Mike,
let's make it a good week.
Yeah.
Aaron, this is Aaron. You're sending me a link or something to the template
yeah.
or the. You got that
yeah.
down? Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll speed me up big time. If I can get that, I can get it done quick.
Yeah, I'll send it to you when we hang up here. So you got it.
Awesome, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, everybody, have a safe weekend. Enjoy Memorial Day, and talk soon again. If you're on here, Tuesday will be office hours next week, not Monday. I'll send out an email about it tomorrow just to remind everybody. But enjoy your Monday and your weekend. Go make it happen.
Cool.
Like you all are. Yep, keep it moving forward. Yeah, talk to everybody soon.
Okay.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a good evening, everyone. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.